dominate the Irish landscape.
Okay, I'm going to bring in a reporter who may be one of the people that you think has been obsessive in relation to the Mahon Tribunal, only because the fact that Sunday Tribune have had him down there regularly covering events. Michael Clifford, good evening to you.
Evening, Matt.
Mike Clifford, has the media been fair in the way that it treated Bertie Ahern over his financial affairs? Is the media guilty of hounding him out of office?
Well, in the first instance, Matt, you and Mr. Harris there referred to the media.
Senator Harris, like, you know. The
Mr. Excuse me.
No, that's the kind of degrading kind of thing, you know. You did it to Bertie Ahern, but I'm not Bertie Ahern. I can answer you back, and I will too.
Sorry, Mick.
I'm very sorry for not applying your correct title. Senator Harris said to you, the appointed senator, the media, Matt, as I think you'd be aware, is not a homogenous beast. The media has all extremes in it, and it has the great mass of the centre in it as well. For example, in relation to Bertie Ahern's finances, we know that Senator Harris's paper, the paper he writes for, and whom it's reputed he has editorial influence over, was very favourable towards Mr. Ahern, more favourable, I think, than any Western leader would imagine a leading newspaper to be. There are other newspapers who were very unfavourable towards him. The mass of people were in the centre, in my opinion, in the media. Now, there is one aspect to it. Yes, the media had more interest in this story than it appears the general public did. And to my mind, there's a very good reason for that. First of all, the story was very complicated. Therefore, people tuned out of it very easily. Secondly, there was an awful lot of spin going on around the story, much of which we've just heard for the last 15 minutes. And thirdly, the media, apart from its commercial imperative, which we all know it has, also has a public interest element in it. If anybody is suggesting, and this is an unfortunate day to be discussing this, but if anybody is suggesting that there was not a public interest in a serving Minister for Finance receiving in 1 year 2.5 times his salary, over 2 years in excess of 3 times his salary, and then coming into an inquiry and presenting what the majority of the public, according to opinion polls, believe was implausible evidence. If Senator Harris or anybody else is suggesting that there was not a major public interest in covering that story in all its various guises, well, I don't know what a public interest is then.
Okay, I regard you as one of the leading, what I would call, scurrilous journalists in the campaign to hound Ahern. I'm not going to deign to answer your kind of your constant quotation marks over my title, but I'll tell you something. You are going to have to find a real job as a real reporter soon, because you've run out of road on this one.
In fairness, I have to say I hired Michael Clifford for the Sunday Tribune many years ago, and I regard him as an extremely good reporter, a very honest reporter, Owen Harris. He's a different point of view to you in relation to it, but isn't that what a free media should be all about, that we should have varying different points of views from different reporters approaching things?
I bet any money that Michael Clifford and Sina Maloney will not be taking the same obsessive interest in the Mahon Tribunal from now on as they did up to now.
Matt, if you don't mind, Matt,
yes,
me,
Michael.
As you know, since you were editor in the Sunday Tribune, I've been covering that tribunal since the year 2000. In September 2006, I was as shocked as anybody to hear the initial bones of this story. Not alone that, like the majority of people in this country, when I heard Mr. Ahern's interview with Brian Dobson, I had a certain amount of sympathy for him. The problem arose that, unlike others, because I was detailed to cover the tribunal and its affairs, when you looked closely at all the facts, they simply did not stack up. When Mr. Ahern then came to give evidence, starting last September, much of what he had said previously appeared to fall apart completely. Unlike Senator Harris, I am not trying to put forward a propaganda of a particular point of view. I have followed the facts and I have analysed them, and I stand over absolutely everything I have written about it. And what's more, they stand up against the facts. For example,
well, you don't know that yet, because the Mahon Tribunal hasn't reported all of your public appearances on the radio. In retrospect, may turn out to have been seen as part of a campaign to drag down a decent Taoiseach.
Well, no, excuse me, you may be correct in that they may not turn out to be completely correct. They were not part of any campaign, and I have sought to find out exactly what the facts were. And when you
if you are the honest reporter, you're proper.